State-owned BBC Disappearing Women by Filling Gender Quotas with Trans Staff. By Peter Cattle on July 31, 2022. A senior insider within Britain's state-owned BBC has claimed that the broadcaster is now disappearing women by allowing gender quotas to be filled by trans individuals. In what appears to be the latest episode of the left eating itself, insiders within the British Broadcasting Corporation have claimed that the organization is disappearing women by allowing trans individuals who would have historically been seen as men to fulfill gender quotas for women. The BBC, which is funded by the United Kingdom's mandatory TV tax, had implemented a hardline 50-50 regime of gender diversity quotas back in 2017 as part of a progressive push to increase the representation of women within the organization. However, according to a report by The Telegraph, these diversity quotas are now falling to the newer progressive wave of transgenderism, to the chagrin of some in the organization. The BBC has now disappeared women as a sex class and instead monitors gender identity. One senior staff member, who described the BBC as still being a deeply sexist organization where these concerns raised by women are dismissed, told the publication. Meanwhile, the paper reports another unnamed insider is criticizing the 50-50 regime as meaningless due to the system of counting now depending on the producer's conception of what gender is, making the otherwise binary data unreliable. A spokesman from the BBC reportedly rejected the concerns as an attempt to generate a story where none exists, though one senior insider rejected this defense. "This feels like discrimination even via the press office, being publicly scoffed at by your employer," they said, having also argued that the statement showed the BBC lacks basic understanding of the issue at hand. While progressive infighting rages on within the halls of the publicly funded BBC, the issue of transgenderism has garnered more and more attention within the United Kingdom's public discourse, with criticism growing as to its effects as a medical treatment in particular. Such concerns appear to reach a new height recently after it was announced that the infamous Child Trans Treatment Clinic, the Gender Identity Development Service, GIDS, of the Tavistock and Portman NHS Foundation Trust, was being shut down after being found to be unsafe for the children it was supposedly treating. In particular, the service was found to overly focus on transgenderism while not sufficiently addressing other mental health issues in its patients, with warning signs about treatment at the clinic not being up to snuff been visible for months if not years. Many who have previously expressed criticism of the clinic have asked why pressure was not put on the government to act sooner, with former candidate for Tory leader Kemi Badenoch criticizing British opposition parties for not raising the issue in Parliament. Where was the furor in Parliament as these women suffered? The former candidate asked in an opinion piece published by The Times on Saturday. "A healthy opposition would have pushed government to solve the problem sooner," she wrote. Instead, Labour, the Liberal Democrats, and the Scottish National Party were on the wrong side of the debate, captured by gender identity ideologues. Notable exceptions, such as MPs Rosie Duffield and Joanna Cherry, were ostracized by their party leadership who refused to look at the evidence, preferring to posture on social media and chant slogans in Parliament, she added. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.